Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to say goodbye to Rafi Devers, Keith?
See you later, Rafi Devers. Yes, I am. I've actually been ready to say goodbye to Devers for a while. This has been my overall take. See you later. Trade him. I didn't think they could. I was just as surprised as everybody else, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over them trading Rafael Devers.
Okay, so I'm actually with you on this, and I definitely expected more in return. If they ever traded Rafael Devers, I didn't think they'd move him in season, and I think the return is part of the reason why I didn't think they'd do it. I think
it's a sad day. It's a bad day.
You could get a lot more in the offseason.
So I think two things can be true. You can be happy about him being traded away. I'm not saying you out there have to be. A lot of people are pissed.
No, and people are mad.
But I'm fine. I'm fine with trading Devers. But you can also be pissed about the return.
I hate watching this team right now.
Because when we talked about it, we had all of our plans, like how do you fix the Red Sox? Because like for a while they were under 500 and they were just a mess, and it was like who's playing what position and whatever else. And one of my plans was trade Rafael Devers. But then I think every time we mentioned that, it was, yeah, but you can't trade him for a bag of balls and a fungo bat. They traded him for a bag of balls and a fungo bat, and they may or may not have even talked to other teams about him being on the trade block. So like that part, I view him separately. Like just moving on from Devers, to me, not the end of the world at all. But getting two scrubby major league pitchers and two who knows prospects right after you swept the Yankees, and he's having a good season at the plate. Like he's a terrible teammate, but he's having a good year at the plate, and you're like, now's the time to do this. Pretty shocking.
So I do hate that. The actual timing of the trade when the team is just getting hot, just inviting any reason for players to check out, quit, second guess what's going on. Like the timing from that standpoint, I don't like.
Wild. They got homers in the game. They sweep the Yankees, and then you're like, oh, he's traded. I thought it was fake. When I first heard that, somebody was like, oh, Devers got traded. I was like, okay.
It was very much like the Luka trade in that regard, where I just didn't believe it when I saw it.
No, it was wild.
And I'm with you, Keith. I don't like the return, but I'm happy he's gone. And I think both those things can be true as well. And I think we've come to learn. That flight to Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
And it was big news at the time. We talked about it like it was big news at the time. The owner doesn't get off his ass and fly to Kansas City.
No.
Unless there are massive problems.
He's probably never been to Kansas City.
I don't really know why he would want to go there, quite frankly. And Devers, John Henry paid him $300 million, whatever the deal is.
Yeah, more.
And he flies to Kansas City, middle of nowhere, in the middle of the season, to go deal with this guy. And he told him no to his face.
Yep.
He told his boss's boss's boss, the big boss,
To stick it.
No to his face.
Right.
The guy who pays him $300 million.
That's right.
And I think that was the end for Rafi Devers in Boston, as we know it. Now, it turns out they asked him to move around, going back to spring training. He refused. He may or may not have requested a trade going back to spring training. Mm-hmm. We'll get into all of this. But I'm with you, Keith. I'm not going to miss him one bit. But the return is
trash,
problematic.
It's
one guy's
comical.
In Worcester, one guy's hurt. The other two guys are A-ball prospects.
And like Jordan Hicks is like the one guy I've heard of in the deal. And is he a starter? Is he a reliever? Is he a closer? Is he any good? Probably no to the last one.
I don't feel much there.
The return is trash. So when I say I like the trade, like no, I'm not talking up any of the guys they got back. And like that is a problem. That's disappointing. They're going to need other guys to, you know, either stay hot in the case of like Toro and Romy Gonzalez, or you're really relying on your young guys, which you said you didn't really want to do. And that's another kind of aspect of this whole story, is like those guys are all going to have to be playing and really good. But this goes back. I mean, there's such a timeline on this thing. So a couple of years ago, Rafael Devers signs this massive contract. And then going into the 2024 season, he is in spring training, and through his interpreter, he's bitching and complaining about how much help the team needs.
Yep.
He's like, he's just trashing the team. And like you and I would do. He's just like going up and down the team. And you're like, you just got paid $300 million. And you're like, this team sucks. Like, we need help. And he was right. But so
he
whatever.
Was right. I actually applauded him for it.
No,
at the time.
It was funny.
Good for you.
But So then they have a 500 season. Then they come back this year. And then they do get help. They go out there.
The wrong kind of help, Keith.
Right. Yeah. That's my point.
It's help that hurts him.
So they get Bregman, and then now he's all pissy. Now he's all upset. And then he's talking about changing positions, which I still think is comical, because you were a third baseman, now you're a DH. Half of your job before was basically the role of a DH, was just hitting. So that's what you're doing. So then Casas and Bregman get hurt. And they're like, hey, man, do you think maybe you could play the field? And he's like, you guys don't respect me. This is unbelievable. And then he's just a turd about it, and only DHs. Meanwhile, every other guy on the team, I think, has played multiple positions. I think every guy they have has played multiple spots. I know Story just shortstop this year, but when he first came, was playing second base. So they all move around. They all do what's best for the team, except for Devers. They go out to Kansas City. They're like, hey, can you do this? He says no. And then he still never plays the field. So as time went by, you're like, man, he really told them. Or did he? They were probably thinking at that moment, like, it's going to be as simple as this. You pick up a glove or we're going to trade you. And he's probably like, screw you. Like, I'd like to see you trade me. Okay, fine. Now, where it gets problematic is they're saving a ton of money and they got a crap return.
Mm-hmm.
That part is indefensible. That part, as a Sox fan, is brutal. I didn't need Devers on my team. I'm honestly happy that he's gone. But then you can't be like, well, we saved all this money. I don't care about
the money
saving. And we got
some
scrubby relievers. Like, you couldn't do better. So, you couldn't get a right-handed hitting first baseman. You couldn't get a top prospect. You couldn't get anything better.
Well, Kyle Harrison was a top prospect. So okay. he was the top pitching prospect in baseball, one of them anyway, going into last season. So he didn't pitch great a year ago. He's been worse this year.
Yeah, and once you drive off the lot, your stock goes way down.
Nick highlighted this to me. He's been pitching some out of the bullpen this year. So, like,
yeah, great.
The Giants might not even be sold. He's a starter. But look, Kyle Harrison, I think, punches a bunch of guys out. He's a live arm. He was a highly touted prospect. So maybe Kyle Harrison will work out. I thought they could get a more established starter for Rafael Devers. I was wrong about that. And part of that is the team's fault. They didn't shop him. Buster Olney said that last night. They didn't properly shop him around, which is a mistake. That's Breslow's fault.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The return, if you don't like it, is Breslow's fault. But I also think people are kidding themselves with the market for Rafi Devers. He's a fat, out-of-shape, expensive DH.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a massive market for the guy. Now, the Red Sox didn't even bother trying to find out.
That's a mistake.
But
malfeasance.
How many teams can take on that contract?
Yeah, but so I'll just stop you there. That shouldn't be the be-all, end-all, though. So, like, you should...
They could eat the salary?
You should eat some of it if you get a better return.
That's fair.
That's what I would say. You are the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, one thing is...
But I'm just saying, you can't trade him to going back to Kansas City. You can't trade him to a mid-market team like the Royals. They're not going to take on his contract, is my only point. So you are limited with who you could trade him to, but they definitely didn't do their due diligence and shop him around, according to multiple reports.
Yeah.
So
certain teams wouldn't even want him.
That's very frustrating.
Right.
And people are upset. Like, text line is already upset with us. Like, of course you guys want Devers gone. You guys know nothing about baseball.
All right.
And I heard all the calls this morning to Greg's show. I think there was like one guy who was like, good. Everybody else was so anti-team, which I get.
Yeah.
It's fine to be anti-Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would just make sure you're pissed at the right person. I've seen a lot of people upset with Craig Breslow. I don't think Breslow's the guy to be mad at. Be mad at John Henry. It's a money-saving move. Henry's the one who, when Devers spit in his face in Kansas City, he probably said, I'm done with the guy. So, like, I would just channel your energy in the right spot.
Oh, with moves like this?
I'd be mad at ownership. And then, if you don't like the return, be mad at Breslow too. But the reason he's gone isn't Breslow. The reason he's gone is John Henry.
It's probably even more so Alex Cora than it would be Breslow. Alex Cora wanted Bregman so badly. And Bregman is what really sped this whole thing up. Not even Bregman's fault. Bregman's a free agent. He's a better defensive third baseman. He's a great teammate, all that stuff. He comes in, plays third, moves Devers. That's really what escalated this whole thing. Asking him to play first is one thing, but already pushing him off of third base after you signed to a long-term deal. He also feels like he was lied to during the spring. Now, that might have been Cora, that might have been Breslow, that might have been both of them. But the reports were Breslow didn't really want Bregman. Therefore, Breslow, I think, was comfortable with Devers being his third baseman for the next several years. But Cora really pushed for it, and then Devers couldn't handle it. And maybe Cora thought he could. maybe Cora was like, we just need better baseball players. And if Devers is willing to be the DH and Bregman's our third baseman, those guys are going to play together. They're going to hit 2-3 in the lineup for the next few years, and this is our best chance. And he completely underestimated what a puddle Devers would turn into when you asked him to put the glove down. So Breslow's the one that technically calls the shots. Breslow's the one that's on the phone with the Giants. But Cora kind of escalated this whole thing. And then John Henry clearly more than approved it. John Henry had that conversation with him and was like, on the plane ride home, probably told Breslow, like, get a deal done. Get this guy out of here.
I agree. Yeah. See, the reason he's gone is John Henry. So if you're mad, be mad at him. And if you don't like the return, pile on Breslow.
The return's bad.
But the reason he's gone, like, this is like the Betts trade. I really honestly hate comparing it to the Betts trade.
No, because Betts was a great player.
Betts is so much better than him, it's not funny.
Yeah.
And Betts is a good teammate and a likable guy and all these
plays
things.
Plays nine positions.
So, like, Betts.
It's like Bugs Bunny out
I
there.
I honestly really hate to compare it to Betts. But in this way, ownership told Bloom to trade Mookie Betts. And so it wasn't really Bloom's fault that he traded Betts. The return was Bloom's fault.
Right.
But it wasn't his decision to move on. Same thing with this. And so I would just channel your energy in the right place.
I also wonder, like, the people that are really upset that Devers is gone, would there even be a satisfactory return? Like, the return's comically bad. But I'm saying if you got, especially if it's, like, top prospects, like, guys that we don't know, we won't see for a couple of years, would you have been like, well, at least they got a good deal?
No.
I don't think so. I think people are mad that here's a guy who's having a good season at the plate.
If there was an established starter, I would have been fully on board. Like an established high-end, I mean, again, high-end starter, like a top-of-the-rotation kind of guy who you could pair with Crochet, I'd feel really good about moving him.
If they just swapped him straight up for Pete Alonso, I would have been like, great trade, let's move on. Right-handed bat is going to hit 40 bombs at first base. I know he's only under contract for the rest of the year. Fine. Devers feels like it'd be more of a problem long-term than he would be a real solution, but that's not what you got. You got a bunch of bumps, so that's that's frustrating.
What I do find, so you're more down on Harrison than I am.
I am.
He has not been great, but Andrew
you
Bailey.
You see upside there?
Well, yes. I don't mind the idea of getting a guy who was one of the top pitching prospects in baseball.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yep.
But
like Lucas Giolito.
Well, I'm just saying.
At one point, was the top prospect of baseball.
Sure. Lucas Giolito got Cy Young votes 1 year. He's not good
Henry
now.
Henry Owens, I believe, was also up there for the Red Sox organization.
Look,
lasted like two starts.
I'm not
Henry
you.
Owens?
Yeah.
That's a good random player of the day there, Nick.
I don't know if he played long enough to be a random player.
Nah, maybe not.
I'm not telling you Harrison's going to work out, but Harrison's already better than guys like Henry Owens, even last year, what he did in the bigs. He's punching out a guy in an inning. So to me.
Is he a starter at least?
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
I don't like what Nick pointed out, that he's been pitching out of the bullpen. But I will highlight this, and this just got tweeted at us, Keefe, at Jones, WEEI, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Andrew Bailey was with the Giants. Like, these might be arms that Andrew Bailey specifically wanted. Now, I don't know that I trust him.
No, I don't need him doing that.
But I wonder if that's part of the reason they went right to the Giants. And maybe that's part of there were arms and players that Andrew Bailey thought he could work with. They felt like they had good intel on. So we'll get to your thoughts all day long. It's 617-779-7937. I think the best reporting on this story has been from Julian McWilliams, formerly of the Globe, now at CBS Sports. Okay?
Yep.
And he does put some of this on the Red Sox for their lack of communication at the beginning with Rafael Devers. But I think he has stuff that, to me, makes sense, and I felt all along, but now somebody's actually reporting it. He says, this spring, the Red Sox asked Devers to take grounders at first and third after the Bregman signing. He refused and asked for a trade. Okay? He gets into all the details here and there, but those are the main particulars, and I can read from it if you want. I felt this way all along. Like, you've been very critical, and I've heard this as well. They didn't have a backup plan for Cassis at first base. So when Cassis got hurt, they were left with their pants around their ankles. I think the backup plan was Devers, and Devers refused. I think that has been their plan all along. I've always felt that way.
Yeah, but
they asked him to do it in spring. He told him to F off, and and maybe ask for a trade. Now, Cotillo said he did not. McAdam, co-worker of Chris Cotillo at Mass Live months ago, said that Devers was so upset he thought about requesting a trade. So if I had to guess what's going on between the reporting of those three, did Devers specifically demand a trade right to John Henry's face? Maybe not.
No.
Did he tell his agent he wants a trade and his agent told John Henry? I bet it's something like that. That's what I bet.
Yeah, I bet. But also in the immediate aftermath of losing your position, you might just be blowing off steam. You might say something like that. I think we even talked about this at the time.
Yep.
Like, that's something that you kind of get. You're running a little hot. You're like, oh, whatever. Why don't you just trade me then? That's not like a formal trade request. And yeah, they probably did have him as their backup first baseman in theory, but it never actually played out. So that's why I still hold them accountable, because you went into the season without one. He wasn't
taking
rounders over
there. Did they tell him that he was the backup first baseman?
Did they tell him?
Yeah, did they tell Devers?
No, I think they told him that they want him to be, and
they
he says no.
To do it, and he told him to F off.
And then they're like, okay, he'll still do it. It's like, no, he's not going to. So, yeah, they screwed up with all of that. You know, if Bregman and Casas are both healthy, Devers is on the team, I think. I think he's still the DH because they never had that plane ride to Kansas City. You never had to ask him to do
something. That's fair.
And even though he went kicking and screaming, the one time you asked him to play or not play third and be the DH, he eventually did it. And he's having a good year. Like he's hitting the snot out of it. So he's doing well. These injuries kind of have sped this thing up. But obviously the relationship wasn't great because that whole spring training, he feels like he was lied to. And now he's pissed. And whether he really wanted a trade or was just considering it, you're considering it. And you have so many years left on your deal. I don't know how much better it's going to get as things go on. But, yeah, he's gone. And the one thing that's hard to figure out with some of the other reporting that's been out on this, because initially it sounded like they only talked to the Giants. And then there was another report that came out, and they're like, well, like the Braves had inquired, and like the Blue Jays and somebody else. I'm like, all right, so were there other conversations? Because that's really bad. As bad as the return is,
yeah.
If you're only talking to one team, that's insane.
Well, and I think that reporting lines up. Only said they didn't shop him. So the Red Sox weren't shopping him around baseball, but maybe other teams, they're like, this guy looks like he's a problem. Is he available?
Yeah, other teams should be smart enough to be like, that doesn't seem like a great fit right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of Red Sox fans had their head in the sand on this. They're like, oh, you guys are making it a big deal that Devers won't move around and Devers won't play other positions and it's just a media creation and blah, 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 blah. Like, we heard that. The whole Twitch chat, every time we talk about this, it's all they talk about. We don't know what we're talking about. It's not a big deal. You guys are the bad guys. Well, no.
He is a good teammate.
It turns out this was a disaster from day one.
Yeah.
A disaster from day one.
He asked for it. Devers wanted more help. They got it. Cora wanted Bregman. They got it. And now Devers is gone. Like, that's what happened. Those are the two biggest pieces of this. And then John Henry finally paid attention to his team for a second. Didn't get the answer he liked. So they told Breslow to trade him, and Breslow pulled like a Chaim Bloom and got like a horrible return back.
So we'll get to your phone calls on this, 617-779-7937. I know you hate the trade. I listened all morning. I already see all the texts. I see you all lined up. Like, I know people don't like it. I'm with Keith on this. I have mixed emotions. I'm happy he's gone. I didn't really want him on the team anymore, but I thought they could get more.
Yeah.
So we're trying to square those away. There's also a question about whether or not the Red Sox just mailed in their season. Did they give up on the season, because they are playing some pretty good baseball? That would have been the headline this morning. Was there no trade? We would have showed up and talked about how the Red Sox are back and they turned their season around.
Oh, yeah, they did sweep the Yankees.
They swept New York.
Yeah.
They've won five straight. They're 8-2 since you got your City Connect jersey
that
over
is
there.
True. 8-2 in this bad boy.
Which, by the way, smokes. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, Keith is modeling it today.
It's a good day.
In honor of the Red Sox. So we'll get to your thoughts on all this. Again, it's 617-779-7937. Talking about this all day long. We'll get to your thoughts and more on the Red Sox, their weekend, and, whether or not this is worse than some other deals that we've seen in Boston sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It looks like the Red Sox are ready to go full throttle with the young dudes, right? They've got the holy grail. The trio is there. They're all going to play. It looks like one of the kids is going to play third base for the next 10 years now.
Right.
Alex Bregman is sitting on the IL right now. There has to be a little gleam in his eye. He can opt out after a year.
You get away from the drama that unfortunately did follow this situation with Rafael Devers. He has been absolutely unbelievable with the bat since he has been there in Boston. But this year, it was so much pushback back and forth that you do come up with concerns about how that impacted the team, how that impacted the relationship with the manager, with his teammates, and not being as flexible as the team would have hoped he was going to be with the contract that he had earned with the organization. So I feel like they've made the decision. They're going to move past that, hopefully try to continue to get the team better. And I think you go ahead and go after Alex Bregman right now.
Yeah,
you don't even wait to the offseason. Go and get him now.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. No. Cheap-ass John Henry, who just dump this salary, is going to turn around and throw a bunch of money now at Alex Bregman while he's hurt?
He's like, I just saved $250 million, but let me spend it all.
These savings are burning a hole in my pocket. That doesn't sound like John Henry
to
me.
No, it doesn't. Now, that's I feel a lot better about this trade if in the offseason they're once again big spenders, because they should be. Doesn't feel like they're going to be, although this offseason, better than the previous four or five off seasons, and they spent money on Bregman. They spent money on Crochet after making the trade. You know, even Chapman, as far as reliever money is concerned. So they did spend some money there. There's a couple of big free agents next year. That's sort of the little silver line. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but you should be in that ballpark because you're not paying Roman Anthony yet. You're not paying Marcelo Meyer yet. Jaren Duran doesn't make any money. Like, you have a lot of cheap guys who are good. You know what? You know what guy I want?
Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker. Nick Kyle said, Tucker. You get Kyle Tucker
Nick
out of
says,
all this?
Nick says he's a DH only.
End up being a DH.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, you have an opening now.
Oh, well, you do have an opening now. In some ways, you're back
guy
in the same
is
spot.
Only play the outfield where it's actually that's the one spot you're set.
I'll take Kyle Tucker though. I'm with you on
this.
Yeah,
but you could trade Abreu, and your outfield could be Duran and Kyle Tucker and Roman Anthony. Hello. That guy's you
well,
could set your watch to
bad
Kyle
in the
Tucker.
Field. I guess they could just stick him in left with the wall. Mm.
Put him in left field like Manny. Have him DH or have him split time between those two spots. The guy's an absolute machine. But that's really for the offseason. You'll have a chance to be a player in that. You should be spending some money. Throw money at Pete Alonso.
Bregman's not going to opt out if he's not getting the same money out there, and he's hurt right now.
$40 million guaranteed. I think he'll probably be back.
Right. They could be a last place team. He's not opting out of $40 million a year if he can't get that on the open market.
Last place team. They just swept the Yankees.
No, I'm saying they could be a last place team and he wouldn't opt out. I don't think.
Okay.
If the money's not there, he's not opting out. He doesn't have a gleam in his eye. He's looking at his bank account, is what he's looking at.
Yeah.
Keith, you had a good tweet in the last break.
Thank you. I have a lot of good tweets.
Props to you.
Yep.
You said you can only choose one. This is at Keith21.
Yeah. So it's a kind of like Sophie's Choice.
Choose your own adventure kind of deal.
Sure.
Okay.
Option what? A?
Option A? Mookie Betts. Chris Sale,
okay.
Rafi Devers.
Are those three?
Pretty good players.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Devers these days, but a good player.
I would say two Hall of Famers.
Yep. Option B, Alex Verdugo, Connor Wong, Jeter Downs, Vaughn Grissom, Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, Jose Bayo, and James Tibbs.
All right, before you answer.
Yeah. Yo, you want me to answer right away?
Before you answer.
Mull that over. Yeah.
The second group has more players. Does that factor in at all?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, almost three times as many players. Yeah.
So before you answer, there are a lot of guys on there.
I'm going option A in that scenario. Although, I didn't want anything to do with Sale or Devers by the end. Betts, I was apoplectic
Betts
about.
Betts is insane, and it remains insane.
I wanted nothing to do with Sale or Devers.
But Betts already has had more great years post-Red Sox than I guarantee you Devers will have. Already. And counting. We'll see what Betts does from now going forward. But he's already had two MVP runner-ups. He's had a top five. He had another year where he got votes. He won a World Series. Two World Series.
Yep.
So, Betts is insane. And, at the time you knew it, he was a great player then, one of the five best players in all of baseball, and he kind of remains in that category. Whereas Devers, I don't think you're going to look back and be like, oh, my God. Like, in a couple of years, you don't think he could, completely break down?
No, he might. He may never hit 30 home runs again. He might do it this year. He's on pace to do it this year.
Yeah.
The Giants haven't had a 30 home run hitter since Bonds.
It's a big ballpark.
That's a tough ballpark
Bonds
to slug it out of the yard.
Smack in the ocean whenever he wanted to.
Yeah,
but
he on the up and up, he hit 73 one year in that ballpark. But he may never hit 30 again.
Yeah.
He might not even do it this year because he could break down. He could get hurt. He might just cool off.
Yeah.
But he may never hit 30 again. And it's not like he was a lock to hit 30 even when he was here. 617-779-7937. I do think he's wildly overrated by the fan base.
Devers?
Yes.
He's very overrated.
He's a good player. Kershaw called him a top 10 hitter in baseball?
Which is wild.
You say
to
somebody
me.
Tweeted you or the text
he's
line
like
said
the
he's
hitter?
The best hitter? He's not.
Maybe Judge.
For a month.
I know they got Aaron Judge's number, except for the ding dong, but Aaron Judge's better. Otani's better. Freeman's better. Betts is better. Jose Ramirez is better. There's a lot of guys better. He's good.
When Bregman's healthy, Bregman's better.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people, as soon as he was traded, were comparing.
He was the best hitter on his own team when he was here.
No. They were comparing Devers to the Betts trade and even the Nomar trade. And I was like, Devers isn't as good as either one of those guys.
Yeah, honestly,
he's good.
I initially balked at the Nomar comp, but you're right. I mean, Nomar was a much better player when they moved him.
I was gonna say, we know how Nomar ended his career and jumped a few teams or whatever, but if you take 2003 Nomar and what his resume was, greater than Devers, right? And You know, Devers is solid. He's made a couple all-star teams. He's hit 30 home runs a couple of times. Like, he's a good hitter. I'm not trying to say he's like a trash hitter, but Nomar was like top five in the MVP, runner-up in the MVP.
Nomar, he got a cup of coffee 24 games in 96. He got MVP votes.
And he hit stingers that year. I remember he came up and I was like, who is this guy?
He got MVP votes in six of his first 7 years, and then he was traded in 04.
Including, even
in 03, he was seventh place MVP.
Yeah. It's higher than Devers has ever finished.
Runner-up in 98, two batting titles. Yeah, Devers,
and then
Devers can't
do that. That's not even taking into the popularity. Like, I'm just talking baseball player. Nomar was better. But if you're talking how the fan base actually felt about the guy, I mean, Nomar was beloved. Like, our generation,
but Nomar,
8 out of 10 kids, their favorite player, Nomar Garciaparra.
Nomar's a good comp, though, for Devers because, and I'm not saying this team's going to trade Devers and then turn around and win the World Series like that team did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Nomar was done here. Nomar was a problem. He had to go. This guy was done here, was a problem, and had to go.
And one similarity is you felt like the return wasn't great in real time. However, in real time, you at least knew you got real ball players, right, with the Nomar trade. You're like, wow, I thought at that point you could have gotten more for Nomar, but then you're like,
Kyle Harrison's a real ball player for the WooSox.
True.
That's a real WooSox player.
But like Orlando Cabrera was better defensively,
and
you're like, all right, he's a good player. You also still had Manny and Ortiz to kind of lean on, and then you needed help at first base defensively. You got it in Minkiewicz. You eventually got Robert. So like that was still – it was weird that you traded your star Nomar, but then you got a bunch of guys that were like – beyond helpful.
Yeah, I'm with Keith on this. I don't mind that he's gone. I was hoping for more in the return, and it's really all going to come down to Kyle Harrison if they can get the most out of him. If they can, you got a top end of the rotation guy in exchange for Devers. To me, that's enough. Plus, you got some lottery ticket prospects. I don't really even count Hicks. If he doesn't work out, then you have another sale trade, another Betts trade, another one of these. So you can weigh in. 617-779-7937. Rob is in Swampscott. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right.
So let me ask you this. When it comes to Devers, right, everyone's looking at the players swapped, right? We lose a star, we pick up two pitchers, another guy, and a bag of baseballs. Great.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The big win here, the win here for the Red Sox is that they lose that salary. And now let's see what the team does in the next month.
Okay, but I got to be honest. I don't care about that.
I don't
care about John Henry's wallet.
Save money.
Right. I get the Red Sox wanted to offload the whole deal.
Yeah.
When they were done with him, they wanted to offload the whole deal. But that to me is not – I'm not justifying the lack of a return because they save some money. I don't care about that.
And that part is just really hard to defend because as a fan, you're like, all right, we're already spending through the nose to go to these games. It's the most expensive ticket, the most expensive – beer and hot dog, like it's the whole thing. So I you want to spend money on the team, and for years they kind of haven't. Then they kind of did. It's funny because Devers was one of the guys that they did. It was like, oh, they'll never sign another $300 million deal. They're not going to give it to Mookie Betts. They're not going to give it to anybody. They do sign Devers.
Well, this is another thing Julie McWilliams had in the story. Bloom didn't want to give Devers the contract. Mm. Ownership was like, we got to pay somebody. We didn't pay Bogarts. We didn't pay Betts.
Yeah.
They're freaking out, so we have to pay Devers.
They got kind of bullied into it.
Call. Yeah.
They got kind of bullied into it, but then I think they realized, like, oh man, like we don't want this guy anymore. But where they can get a little bit off the hook, it would be not in the next month or so, I don't think, but more so in the offseason, which is too bad because we have a season to play. They just have won 5 in a row. You're like, all right, maybe they can make a run at this thing. You remove one of your best hitters. You don't really add anything that's going to help this team.
Do you think they're done?
Making moves? No.
Do you think they're like done? Like they had turned their season around, it felt like. Do you think they're going to go back into the toilet, or do you think they can keep the momentum going without Devers?
No, I think they could definitely keep the momentum going without Devers.
Me too.
I think they could spark it. I mean, look at a guy. They trade Garrett Crochet. They trade him. No, he's still on the team every fifth day. Like I think they're going to be all right. I think other guys are going to step up. There's going to be some more opportunity for some other guys. It could be a little bit of a rallying cry in there too. Whether the teammates are like glad that he's gone, or whether they're pissed
gone. There's that.
Yeah.
The players might, he's a rain cloud hovering over the team. And so there is that element. You need Anthony and Meyer to start hitting.
Yo, yeah.
No more. Okay, they just got here.
Yeah,
you
no need more like, oh, hitting. That was good contact. No, you guys need to get on base.
And you need Bregman back. But yeah, I think they can keep winning without Devers. He hasn't been hitting basically all month. I know he had a home run the other yesterday.
Yeah.
He hasn't been hitting in June, and they've been red hot.
So I think And I understand people being upset because they're like, oh, that seemed like a salary dump more than anything else. But I think it's just the circumstances. It wasn't going to – they didn't go into the year thinking, all right, we'll find a way to dump his salary. Like, it came to a head when both your corner infielders get hurt and he's not willing to help you out. You're like, well, what is this? We have like 9 more years of this guy. He won't even pick up a glove for right now. So they don't like that. And then this offseason, if they're the interest kings again and they just miss on everybody, well, then feel free to go crazy.
Right.
Like, you should be there. Like, you should have been able to spend on a Pete Alonso or a Kyle Tucker even with Devers. Now that you got rid of that contract, you guys should be at the top of the list.
Devers is hitting .208 this month. They're 9-4 in June.
Yeah.
So, or at least in the games that he plays, they're 9-4. And so, yeah, I don't think they could, that all of a sudden they're going to just start losing a million games. These kids need to hit. They're here. Oh, yeah. Now they need to produce, and there's a lot of pressure on them. I want to squeeze in Stephen Fall River. He's been waiting patiently. It says, Steve, you're so excited you pulled an all-nighter?
How about that?
I pulled an all-nighter, guys. I gotta hit the rat. I got to get to bed. I'm okay. Absolutely.
All right, good night, Steve.
Hey, Steve, thanks for checking in. You got to get to bed.
No. Okay. That's a baloney. This is, I'm going to sell T-shirts, Addition by Subtraction 2025. How many can I sell you guys?
Okay.
Looks like a free one.
You can keep
me.
A free one. He'll sport it for sure over there.
I'll wear anything for free.
I would like a snappier title on my shirt, Addition by Subtraction.
The fact that I agree with Stephen Fall River.
You don't like
should
it?
Should I alter my thought?
You got to start second guessing yourself.
Yeah. No, I think this team could still turn things around. I don't think they're going to fall off a cliff here. Do you? Like, you think they're going to go to Seattle, who's like a solid team, similar record to you?
I don't think so, but the timing in that regard is suspect. They are hot, and they've won.
The Mariners are getting Logan Gilbert back tonight.
They've won 8 out of 10. Ugh. So the timing to trade.
But Giolito's on the hill for the Sox.
Big dumper, anytime home run.
Yeah, oh, that's going to cash.
That's a big time buying sure opportunity. Cash. No, yeah. To me, it would have been better to trade him when, you know, you're losing 4 and 5 in a row. That probably would have been the better time.
Yeah.
I think they can keep winning games. I do. Especially once, if Bregman comes back. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback here on Rafi Devers. We're talking about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hill comes set, his pitch, hit hard and deep, left center field, way back by the wall, off the wall, the Red Sox win. Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it. Another classic Red Sox-Yankee ball game on a Friday night at Fenway Park, and they're going crazy in those green uniforms, out around second base, congratulating Narvaez.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Narvaez, good find by Craig Breslow. That's your guy, Keefe.
All-star.
All-star. I'm starting to come around.
Dude, he's a menace at the plate, and he's also statistically the best defensive catcher in the game.
He's hosing people down on the bases.
Drawing people down. Big outs.
Yep.
You can't run on him. Please don't run on him. You've been warned, baseball. The guy's a stud.
So I just wonder if people are really piling on Breslow today. I don't like the return on the surface either. What's Hicks's ERA? In the sixes?
It's high. It's over a touchdown. Yeah.
And they've experimented with him as a starter. My preference is he goes to the bullpen, but honestly, he's not really a consideration for me. They got to get the most out of Kyle Harrison in this trade. And I believe he's a starter, although he's been out of the bullpen in some of these games.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this guy.
So I don't love that, but it's going to come down to Harrison. And I would point to players like Narvaez that Breslow found. If you want to be talked into a prospect or a former big-time prospect in Kyle Harrison.
He didn't plan on him being good. It took Connor Wong getting hurt for Narvaez to play.
But they identified him. They traded for him.
He was the only other catcher on the roster.
They liked him more than the Yankees. Yeah. The Yankees clearly didn't know what they had.
Oh, former Yankees dominated the series.
It's true. So, I don't know. I mean, I think Breslow's had a pretty good offseason. Like, call me the Walker Buehler deal didn't work out. Giolito, I guess, was from a year ago.
Oh, he sounds like a motionless robot when he talks, and he uses giant words, which I can't stand. But this offseason in particular, he added Bregman, Crochet, and Chapman, who have all been great. Unfortunately, Bregman's been hurt recently, but he was great.
And Narvaez.
And Narvaez, who has been a stud. You know, other guys like Walker Buehler, less so, but whatever. Like, he added all these guys to the team, and then he's having to Cora won't communicate with Devers, so then Breslow has to get involved, and then he gets thrown under the bus. Devers is, like, making fun of Breslow. Cora's staying out of it the whole time. Then Henry has to go in, and the second Henry asked Devers to maybe play the field, and Devers said no, Henry told Breslow to trade him.
100%.
So what chief baseball officer would then tell Henry no?
Right.
Like his boss. So, like, you're going to pull with Devers, then he'll just fire you.
So, right. To me, if you're upset today, you should be upset at the owner. And that's why, if you're upset, be upset at John Henry. And if you don't
be mad at Devers.
Well, that too.
He's the reason he's gone.
I thought it was too many people are like, no big deal. He won't move. The owner flew to Kansas City and asked him to move, and he told him no to his face. The guy writing his $300 million check, he's like, nope, I'm good. Right.
And guys in the locker room were like, stop talking.
Seriously.
When Devers was in there going on and on about.
So, I am mad at Devers. I've been mad at Devers, and I'm happy he's gone. I don't love the return on the surface, so I'm mad at Breslow about that. But cheaping out on another big deal, if that's your issue with this ownership group, I've had that issue for a long period of time. So
now, here's the one tricky thing when you're Breslow. And he was like the 15th candidate for this job. He probably wouldn't have gotten this job anywhere else. But just because you do what the owner says doesn't mean you keep your job.
Right.
Like, we've seen it before. Other guys did what they thought the owner wanted them to do and still got scapegoated. It's sort of like being the head coach of the Boston Bruins. Like, you can do what you think is right. You still might lose your job. But for the time being right now, this is what he pulled off. Could he have gotten more? I think so. I think he could have gotten some more. But I'm not going to, lose any sleep over Devers being gone.
Butter guy in the Twitch chat says Devers swallowed his pride and went to DH. That's after he stormed off and maybe requested a trade.
He left. He left the facility, didn't he, for a while?
Yes. He left spring training. Yeah. So swallowed his pride and got to do half the work. And now he won't move off of that.
We're going to pay the exact same amount to do half the work.
Please.
And the only thing that you're good at.
Yeah.
He was the worst third baseman in baseball defensively for the last, 8 years.
Right.
Like, the worst.
He pitched a fit about moving off a third. Then they offered him third back when Bregman got hurt, and he's like, no, I'm good. Yeah. So I can't imagine defending that guy. But if you wanted more in return, I get it. Sorja's in Mansfield. Go ahead, Sorja.
Jones and Keith, how are we today?
Excellent. Doing all right.
Really quick here, guys. I think that's the biggest thing for me about the Devers trade. I'm super upset about the return. You got one guy two guys who have really high ERAs, but like Stephen Fall River got me fired up about, it's totally addition by subtraction. And I wanted to answer your second question you guys brought up earlier about where the Red Sox go from here. What this last week and a half showed us is that this team has been severely underperforming, right? We had a lot of questions, like, did we think that this team was too good? No. This team has been severely underperforming, and you guys played it in the last trending with the guy saying that he wants to see the young guys go full throttle. That's what I want to see. I don't want to hear anything with Breslow saying, oh, we can't put these guys against the lefties. We can't do them on a Tuesday.
Well, look, Sorja, so I'll give Cora credit for this weekend. He dropped Durant in the order.
Yeah,
you're right. Durant sat for a game, then dropped in the order. They did not play Meyer and Anthony as much as I wanted. They played Ref and Romy.
Dude, Ref and Romy just kill lefties, though.
They swept.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were scoring a billion runs.
No, they did not.
But they swept. Yep. And so I'll give Cora credit for that. I didn't like that plan. It ended up working out.
But I think will see more of these guys against lefties.
Me too.
And we'll see how many lefties they face. I don't know how many series they're going to face three in a row like they just did. But there's another opening, right? So they can rotate the DH spot now.
Devers, you're going to see it. Devers has been clogging up the lineup. You have no flexibility because Devers won't move.
Yeah.
And that's what kept Anthony, I think, stashed in AAA for a while. And I think that's been a problem. I think you're going to see that. And, oh, by the way, I think Sorge was right. This team has been underachieving. Why? Maybe because their highest paid player has been a giant pain in the ass.
Could be.
And maybe that's infected the whole team all year long. They're starting to get hot, and they can carry the momentum. Regardless, we're going to look at this as the line of demarcation on their season. If they go into the toilet, then, look, the team gave up. They thought ownership didn't believe in them. If they keep winning, then we'll know that Devers was a massive, massive part of the problem.
I do wonder if there was any way that this same trade could have been there a week from now, and just so you don't trade him the second after you sweep the Yankees, and you're also a little bit closer to Alex Bregman's return. Because if
it
you
would have been very Red Sox to do it when they're on the West Coast and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, that's true. I guess there is that. Like, we were all able to see it and talk about it in real time, but like, if you said, all right, they traded Devers and everyone's upset about it because like, oh, he's a great hitter, but you're like, oh, Bregman's back in the lineup tonight. Like, now all of a sudden, the lineup doesn't look all that bad.
That's true. If you could, if it was timed up a little bit better with Bregman,
it's not.
That would work out.
And
a
they
better.
Played Devers on Friday. Like, how crazy is that?
Text line here. Can't imagine defending Devers, but you can defend this owner. Who's defending the ownership?
We're not people hear what they want to hear.
Just called Henry cheap.
Yeah.
And they're cheaping out on another big contract.
Breslow, an emotionless robot.
Who's defending the ownership group? I was defending Breslow a little bit because I think he's had a good offseason. And so I think there's reason to look at it and say maybe the guy knows what he's doing, but you can point to the sale trade and say he doesn't.
Oh, there's not a single person over there that has had a great season, meaning like everything they've done has been the right move or the way they've handled themselves going back to spring training has been right. But they're trying to figure this out. They decided, hey, Devers isn't going to literally play ball with us. He's not going to play first or third to help the team out. We're going to move on. And now they better get back into that. You know, they still need to spend money. They still need to spend on big contracts. And we'll see whether it's another trade in season or being aggressive in free agency, which won't happen for several months.
No. I hope they go back to spending, but I don't think they're going back to that anytime soon.
No.
In theory, though, getting the Devers contract off the books frees them up to spend more. I'll believe it when I see it. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. Red Sox sweep this weekend. They seem to have turned a corner. They deal Rafi Devers. There's a lot going on. We'll continue with more of that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.